Hello, Elle here from truthpassionjoy.com with today's Impassionate. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good day so far. Today's Impassionate is about being kind to yourself. And the backstory for this, I was kind of thinking about the weekend. I was going to ask you whether you had a good weekend. It's been quite exciting here because the first project for Give a Brick we've been building in phases, a community centre at the back of the church in Crosshands here in South Wales. And I don't know where that is, but anyway, a bit of context for you. But we started last week, phase two started. There's been scaffolding up and breeze blocks going up. So we went to church on Sunday and everyone was very excited. I was excited too, but it was slightly less noisy excitement for me because I'd seen it going up during the week. But they blessed and we were really excited and tears and just, you know, a wonderful time. But I was thinking about kind of like how when there's really cool stuff going on, we kind of push ourselves, and maybe it's just me, but there's a tendency to push yourself and keep going on and driving yourself forward, and that excitement and that adrenaline and that buzz keeps you going. But at some point, you've also got to stop and give yourself a little break as well. And it kind of feels really weird saying this on a Monday morning, because Mondays I should be going, right, hey, it's a brand new week. Welcome to a new week. Go and create what opportunities you can today. Go and have a fab day. Da, 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 da. And you can do all that. That's great. But I also wanted to remind you as well, just to be kind to yourself. Give yourself a break. Give yourself time for a cup of tea. Give yourself time to breathe. You're a human being, not a human doing, as they say. Yeah. So, sure, if you've got it going really well, carry on and use that enthusiasm and that motivation. But also as well, if you need time just to be still and to stop, give yourself time for that as well. Otherwise it'd just be horribly messy. It's like a train wreck at the end when you just stop and go, ugh, because you have to stop because you're physically just exhausted. Don't get to that point. Be kind to yourself. Give yourself time to stop. I'm not suggesting take the whole day off. You haven't got to do that even. Just time throughout your day where you can just stop and just be and appreciate you and appreciate your circumstances and just, that's my sound effect for the day. Anyway, let me know how you get on with this being and this being still thing, because I'm speaking to myself as much as I'm speaking to you, because I'm really guilty of it. I get really excited about stuff and I just plough onto it and hey, keep going and throw myself at things 100%. And I do know as well you have to stop every now and again too. And today's testament to that, I had a lie-in today. I didn't wake up until 7:45. Can you believe it? And right now I'm feeling half asleep still, but I'm sure a nice cup of tea will wake me up. But let me know how you get on with that being thing and just stopping, because there is massive value in it rather than just keep going and burn out at the end. Tell me all about it. Truth Passion Joy on Facebook and Twitter, and truthpassionjoy.com is the blog. And that's it. In the meantime, have a fabulous day. I look forward to speaking to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.